A new ranking of traffic and congestion in more than 1,300 cities worldwide puts Phoenix at number 140. Drivers here spent 6% of their time in congestion last year. Compare that to LA, which topped the list. Drivers there spent twice that amount of time in congestion. With me to talk about the report and what it means for Valley drivers is Deborah Salen, an assistant professor in the School of Geographical Sciences and Urban Planning at ASU. She studies urban transportation. And Deborah, first off, what do you think about this new report and where Phoenix ranks?
Well, so I looked at the report, and Phoenix stands down pretty far, actually, in terms of, you know, level of traffic congestion for among U.S. cities, and certainly down pretty far in the list of rankings for global cities. And I think that's pretty accurate, you know, because many other cities have much worse traffic congestion than we do here. Perhaps that's a surprise to some people who are stuck in traffic here locally, but it just happens to be a fact. We're pretty blessed here with a relatively non-severe traffic congestion.
What are the Phoenix area's biggest problems or challenges when it comes to congestion? Because you hear so much about, like, hey, we're not LA, you know, our rush hour isn't as bad as that. But if you're on a freeway at 3:30 or 4 o'clock on a weekday afternoon, you probably don't feel like our traffic isn't all that bad.
Absolutely. Yeah, that's for sure. So I think that we're not LA, but we're moving in that direction. And that is what I think is concerning to a lot of people, that, you know, look at the traffic now and look at the growth we're seeing in terms of population and the growth we're seeing in terms of development, especially on the outskirts of our region. And then we have to, you know, project forward and think, well, are we going to be LA? Because LA is number one on this list, right, globally,
right,
in terms of traffic congestion and time spent in traffic. And that's, I think, for me, the bigger concern than where we are now. I mean, ideally, we want to move to being even better than we are now in terms of people not wasting their time spent in traffic. But I think a bigger concern is avoiding getting a lot worse.
Well, so how do we do that? I mean, what kinds of things can planners and drivers do to try to make sure we don't turn into that?
So one thing that I notice about the rankings is that a lot of the cities near the very top of the rankings, the very congested cities, are actually places where a lot of people are not driving as much. So Los Angeles, obviously many, many people drive, but there are quite a few folks in Los Angeles that take alternative modes of transport. But then number two and three in the U.S. version of this are New York City and San Francisco. And in those two places, the congestion is really bad if you happen to be driving, but a lot of people aren't actually driving, so they're not experiencing that congestion. So to the extent that we can create urban form and transportation opportunities for people to not be stuck in traffic or to be traveling shorter distances in that traffic, then it's just a lot less burdensome.
Where does building new roads or expanding roads or expanding freeways fall into that? I mean, is that something that helps, or is that just sort of encouraging more people to get behind the wheel and eventually those will become congested anyway?
So what the research shows on that is that unless, and this is going to be perhaps an unpopular message in Arizona, but unless you price the roads, then it just encourages more people to drive. But the way that you can expand roads and we get to a situation where those roads are used in such a way that they're not just backed up with traffic is you price them. So this is actually a really timely thing to talk about as, you know, our administration in Washington is thinking about allowing a little more of that to happen throughout the country on interstate highways and all that stuff.
Do you think that's a realistic possibility in a place like Arizona?
That's a great question. I don't know. I don't know. I mean, I think that certainly people don't want it. Absolutely not. And the only way I think it would happen in Arizona, it's my personal opinion, is that if we just really don't have the money to maintain our transportation system otherwise, which could happen.
You mentioned that in some of the cities where there's a lot of congestion, there are a lot of people who don't drive. They either walk or they take public transit. Those are two things that don't tend to happen a ton here, especially in the summer. You're not going to walk very far here. And
right,
you know, depending on what kind of transit you're taking, the routes are somewhat limited here at the time
right,
being. So does that sort of put more emphasis on looking at development patterns and, you know, trying to encourage people to maybe live closer to where they work and try to change their behavior to stay off the roads a little bit?
I think so, but it's really hard to figure out how to create politically acceptable policies that would encourage people to make those different choices. I guess one other thing that's coming up on the horizon technologically that is relevant for this conversation is autonomous vehicles, which we're seeing being tested in our metropolitan area. And that could just totally change the game as well in ways that we don't fully understand.
Well, yeah, it seems like there is a lot of optimism among some folks that autonomous vehicles and other forms of technology like that could really alleviate traffic congestion problems, parking problems. Are you somebody who is optimistic about that?
Yes and no. I think that, I can pretty safely say this is somewhat of a consensus in the community, people that I know in the research community that has been thinking about this, is that if autonomous vehicles are largely privately owned and everybody's got their own autonomous vehicle, then we could end up in a situation where congestion gets much worse. But to the extent that we have these autonomous vehicles and at least a good percentage of them are shared, then it could be great and we could be making much more efficient use of all those seats, moving seats kind of traveling through our metropolitan area, and that could really relieve congestion. So it really depends on which direction that goes.
Deborah Salon is an assistant professor in the School of Geographical Sciences and Urban Planning at ASU, and she studies urban transportation.